It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. An estimated 35,000 Florida power customers remain without it 4 days after Hurricane Idalia hit the state's Big Bend and northern regions. But Governor Ron DeSantis reports good progress in the restoration of electricity, noting some bigger problems.
Some people lost their entire homes. Some of the homes just washed away that were right there on the water. Others had 4 or 5 feet of water in them. They're not livable right now.
That about a day after President Biden took a first-hand look and promising.
The storm has passed, and you're dealing with what's left in its wake, and we're not going anywhere, the federal government. We're here to help the state as long as it takes.
A flooded desert is what some people are dealing with in Nevada following days of heavy rain. The entrance to the Burning Man Counterculture Festival in the Nevada desert remains closed and will stay that way for the rest of the event through tomorrow. No easy way in or out.
Everyone's just kind of looking out for each other, making the best of it. It's definitely muddy. It's definitely wet. We're definitely hunkered down, but we're taking it as an opportunity to hang out and spend more time with our new friends and old friends in the camp.
As for Las Vegas, which got drenched too, residents are drying out after 2 days of heavy rainfall that flooded streets, prompted various water rescues, and shut down a portion of Interstate 15 south of the city. About Jimmy Buffett.
Heading out to
There's an update from the late singer-songwriter's website announcing the cause of his death at the age of 76. A rare aggressive skin cancer. Jimmy Buffett had been fighting it for 4 years while continuing to perform. On CNN, South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds on the health of the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell after McConnell appeared to freeze this week at a press event in Kentucky.
There's no doubt in my mind that he is perfectly capable of continuing on at this stage of the game.
For Pope Francis, a most unusual location for a man.
This is Chris Livesay in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. In the 2,000 years of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis is the first pope to ever visit here. There are only about 5 people per square mile in Mongolia, and fewer than 1,500 people in the whole country are even Catholic. So of all the places in the world the pope could visit, why here? The short answer, Russia and China. Mongolia is sandwiched between them, two countries Francis desperately wants to visit.
To politics now, and former Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland. He is still hoping GOP voters can have an alternative to Donald Trump, but his advice to Trump's many current Republican opponents.
If you don't make the debate stage, you likely should consider getting out. If you're on the debate stage, if you're unwilling to challenge Donald Trump, you should get off the stage.
Hogan there on Face the Nation. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate. The best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Summer bonanza means more business in the fall months. Hire right with Indeed. Their integrated solution lets you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been this easy. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credits.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 98 this afternoon under clear skies, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 69. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 97. Mid-90s Tuesday, much cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 96.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm trying to see Earl, but he looked like a picnic table. What's up, Earl?
Hey, man. Look like a picnic table. You must have had a long weekend, man.
Huh? Look at your shirt. I need a plate.
Oh, man. Hey, you don't know style, man.
Okay, that's that old school swag.
Hey, man, that's a bad shirt, man.
Or a good picnic day. Yeah. You just messed up.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, man, I just wanted to begin by saying, man, it's tomorrow is Grim Reaper Day, man. For 42 players for the Green Bay Packers, but every team is going to be cutting, you know, 40 players or more. And, man, I just, after watching these preseason games, Gilbert, it really, is it that big a difference between the guys who make it and the guys who don't?
Yes. Yes. And you have to understand something, Earl. From the beginning of training camp until whatever happens, that's in the back of your mind. You see what I'm saying? You do not have a relaxing day. Even on the, if they give you a day off or half a day, that's on your mind, man. You know? And for 42 other guys, it's you know. And some of them play so good you don't even know why.
Right. This is what I'm saying. I watch, but you always say, man, when it's for real, it's a lot faster.
Yeah, man.
But I watched these guys, and I told you the first preseason game I saw, Packers had all this great talent, man. They got all these cats with speed, athletic ability, and let
me put this in perspective for you, okay? If you got Brett Favre at quarterback, do you know how many great quarterbacks we had to let go? Kurt Warner, Ty Detmer.
Well, come on. When you talk about great quarterbacks, don't include Ty Detmer.
Hey, Dave, yeah, man, come on. He was a starter, wasn't he?
Well,
if you go back and look at all these quarterbacks, okay, Kurt Warner.
But yeah, but Kurt Warner.
You trying to say he wasn't great?
No, he was. Okay, he was. But don't include Ty Detmer, man. I'm old enough to remember
Mark Brunell.
Well, Mark Brunell was a decent quarterback. He wasn't great.
Look here, man. Gilbert, stop shooting everybody down, man. I'm trying to make a point. Here you go shooting everybody down.
I gotta shoot cats down that you're considering great.
I'm sorry. Okay. In your class, they're probably both. But in my class, they're pretty good.
Okay.
And all these pretty good guys, Aaron Brooks, you see what I'm saying? All these
good
guys had to go because Brett Favre was there. They was not going to knock him off his mount. So that's why when the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door, let's put it this way. Also, and I was telling you when we was talking off air, in the locker room, they had an area in the back we call Tent City. You don't want to walk through Tent City, man, because they're going to take your tent down when the Grim Reaper comes.
So let the people know what you mean by Tent City, man.
Tent City is like, you know, all the locker. You got to earn to get in the locker room.
Okay? In the real locker room.
In the real locker room. The real locker room where all the G's at, okay?
The OGs.
They had to put an area because there's so many guys.
Right.
Put lockers up, them stationary lockers. You know, because during regular season, that whole area is cleared out. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to walk through that area to go outside, you know?
Right.
So they put up all these make-believe tents or whatever. We call them tents, but they was really lockers. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But, you know, just like in a tent city, you know, if the people come, they're going to knock them tents down and tell you, you got to go. This is not an area for that. You know what I'm saying? So it's an area that says not for long.
You know, man, that's a great analogy, man. You're pretty good at analogies, man.
I'm pretty good. I know I am because I love talking about your shirt.
Hey, let me ask you, man. When the Grim Reaper comes,
mm-hmm.
as is going to happen tomorrow, and all of these guys who've dedicated their lives to getting ready to play pro football, and they've been the best wherever they went. They're the best college players in their divisions and all of that. And, man, and you start seeing probably in year two as a college player that you got a chance and people talking about you. And then, you know, you're all division, you're all this, you're all that. Mm. You're the best at your position in, you know, probably the college division that you're in, you're the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the pros.
Mm-hmm.
You've been the best, and now you're standing on the sideline. And
It's like this, man. Like I always try to tell you, when you get to the pros, you know, you might have got through in college playing against some bums or some drunks off the street or whatever, man. I mean, some of them are, man. They got lucky and got a scholarship. But when you get to the pros, you playing against everybody's All-American. Now you got to stand up and see what you really made of. And some guys, it's kind of like if we're sitting in our locker, we're going to say, you ever seen that movie Friday? Man, he gonna cry when he gets in the car. He gonna cry. You know what? All joking aside, man, grown men are crying as they're walking out.
I'm sure they are.
Because this was something that they fought for so many years.
Right.
And for some reason, either the Green Bay Packers made a mistake, because they do make mistakes. Minnesota made a mistake with me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When they make mistakes, man, or something, some kind of element happens and they got to let you go, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting.
Yeah, see, but that's the point that I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, man, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it ends so abruptly.
Yeah.
You know, we just had all them cats, man, and all of that camaraderie that they get during mm-hmm. the preseason, mm-hmm. and that high that they get from putting mm-hmm. on that helmet that you talk about, mm-hmm. and then on Tuesday they got to get a helmet back.
Yeah,
and the time in Lambeau Field ends.
Your helmet, your book, those free drawers and socks they gave you, they going to get all that back.
Come on, man.
So you can't have nothing. Give it back.
They take it all back.
Mm-hmm. All that you ain't going to try to sneak in your bag.
but man, you know, we're laughing, but it's not funny because
it's got to
be guys again
funny.
Whose dream ends.
You know, it's like this, Earl. If you're good enough, you're going to get a second chance. A lot of guys do not squander that second chance. It's some guys that sitting there, oh, I'm good. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. You know, the new athlete of the day.
Right.
You know, I deserve to be there.
I've been telling you about Emmanuel Wilson, this little running back, number 31, that's been tearing up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw any film.
He gets it, Earl. Because he knows if the Green Bay Packers let me go, I'm going to be a featured back somewhere else. Don't y'all make that mistake and cut me. Because if you do, I'm going to really put it on you.
You know, Gilbert, he is he's going to wind up on the what kind of team? Yeah. What's the team on the side?
You talking about a practice squad?
Yeah.
No, he ain't going to. If he get cut by the Green Bay Packers, he will be on somebody's roster.
Also, you're telling me if they put him on the practice squad.
If the Green Bay Packers say, we're going to keep you, but we're going to put you on the practice squad, he gone.
Okay, so right now.
They can't hold him.
So
they can't hold him.
In all the things that I saw and projections of what the 53-man roster is going to be, mm-hmm. He ain't there because they said they're either going to go with two running backs or three. And what I read about him over the weekend was that they said that they want to put him where he can at least learn to either be on the special teams or learn more about blocking.
Yeah.
See, so they're concerned about him not being able to block.
They better quit messing with that boy and give him a position somewhere.
Well, they not if they're only going with two running backs.
There's somewhere on special teams they can use that boy. He can be a blocker or something, or even a backup punt returner or kicker, the way that boy runs.
Yeah, he runs hard.
Do not let him get away. If you put him on practice squad, he gone. Because he's making too much noise out here right now not to be seen.
Yeah, you're right about that, you know. But everything
that's the key. You got to make a lot of noise, Earl.
They've already got backup receivers, backup defensive backs and safeties, and linebackers. Mm-hmm. Just what you said, that they're putting on the special teams because they want to keep
them. Who makes the most impact, though, Earl, out of all of them? Him. He the impact man.
Yeah, but Gil.
All them other boys are okay, but he's the impact man. Who we talking about? We talking about any other little mother clowns? No.
Listen, man, we got to go through a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's Monday. That means Under the Helmets with the Grave Digger, and we are a little bit closer to Let's Get Ready to Rumble. we'll be right back.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Visit the Historic Point Boss for their Harvest Fair, Saturday, September 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Traditional harvest activities include apple cider pressing, corn shelling, making sauerkraut, and harvest produce sales. Buildings on the grounds will also be open for tours. The cost is $3 for adults and $1 for students. Visit Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids for the 7th annual Friends of Rapids Music Festival. It's a full day of great music, including funk, blues, jazz, acoustic, and rock. Come and hear 5 great local bands and the 8-piece headliner, The Positions. There will be the FRM Kids Zone, Food and beverages for purchase and admission is free.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Cooking is fun. Having your kids help can be even more fun. Kitchen's Open sponsor, Southwood County YMCA, wants to help kids learn their way around the kitchen. Registered dietitian Tiana Hamm teaches kids in the kitchen on the second Saturday of every month. Ages 3 to 7 need to be accompanied by an adult. Ages 8 to 12 can come on their own. Kids will learn about new foods and gain confidence in their kitchen skills. Visit swcymca.org to register or call 715-818-9266.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with a high of 79. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows around 58. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77, a mix of clouds and sun. Upper 60s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Everything around me, cream is the money. Dollar bill, y'all. Come on. Wait, Larry. Let it breathe, girl. Let it breathe. Come on.
You're rocking the go to low boost. Only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this.
Come on.
You know, it started kind of slow, Gilbert. You know, I thought somebody was in pain when it began. But it turned out to be pretty good. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. On the Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And in 2 weeks, it starts for real. Gilbert, I got a quick guest who wants to make an announcement. Our own Don Brown here from WAUK. Don, go ahead.
Thanks, Earl, and good morning, Gilbert. Just a quick message to all you football fans listening that in addition to broadcasting Waukesha South football for the second year in a row, our station here, WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, is proud to be the new radio voice, the radio broadcast for Carroll University football. There's a great story going on there after several losing seasons in the new coach Mike Budiszewski era. They've had back-to-back winning seasons, and in what is arguably the toughest conference in Division III football, they Coach Buda and his Pioneers open up Saturday, September 9th, 6 p.m. It's a night game against non-conference local rivals Wisconsin Lutheran. And it's a new tradition known as the Quick Trip Glazer Bowl. And the winning team gets 100 Glazer donuts from Quick Trip sitting and a really cool cool trophy. Looks like one of those trophies from The Simpsons, a big glazed donut mounted there in all its glory. So, normally the games are at 1 p.m., but this one, the home opener, it's under the lights. So if you can make it, great. If not, you can catch it here on the radio or the Civic Media app. And or walkradio.com. And it's a really exciting story going on. If you love football, it's worth your while to catch the action.
Don and Gilbert, the thing about football Gilbert, all those different levels, and cats who are out there at, you know, what's the name of the college?
Carroll University.
Carroll University.
Wisconsin's Pioneer University.
And Gilbert, those cats, to them, it's football, man. Football is football, right?
Sure.
I've done different levels of it, but they get the same energy and excitement on those levels, even the high school cats, about that game, man. You know, that game, man, is just something about it, man. You cats who played it on the highest level, you know, special. But, man, it's special for them cats as well.
First of all, my man sounded like a game show, talk show.
I love it. Thank you, Gilbert.
Hey, he's a Michigan State. He's a Michigan State alum.
We talked a few months ago. I wanted to know why a Detroit guy like yourself didn't become a Spartan, but you gave a great response. You got to play right away for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, see, I knew I liked him. You know, he hung around. But let me tell you this, man. For those kids, man, any kind of exposure is great. Because now... Listen, now they mama, if they can't make the game, she can listen.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? That's the beautiful part about it, man, is that now if somebody's so far away, they can get on the airwaves now and listen to their baby play some football.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
That's awesome what y'all are doing. So keep up the good work, brother.
Yeah, you know, there's a long Carroll has its roots in college football. They're one of the oldest teams, and the first forward pass was thrown at a Carroll University game. It was by its opponent, Washington University, but it was here in Waukesha, Carroll.
I bet you Earl was in the stands, too.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but man.
Come on. So listen, Gilbert. So for people who didn't know, who didn't see it, there's a guy who is wearing the Gilbert Brown jersey, and I asked you about him 2 weeks
ago. I said, hey, man,
who is that cat? I thought they had retired your jersey.
Man, I wish.
But
if they retired my jersey, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you, Earl.
So, you know, I mean, Leroy Butler is a Hall of Famer, and I saw somebody wearing his jersey.
Yeah, that's something that's very prestigious to them. They do not just retire anybody's jersey. But as you see, ain't nobody walking around wearing number 4. Nobody walking around wearing number 92.
Yeah, number 15.
You got to be a notorious bad man for them to just take your jersey.
Paul Horney.
And eventually... I think they're going to do Leroy like that because Leroy deserves it.
Yeah. Anyway, man, T.J. Slayton is a guy who they're going to be talking about. They're already talking about him.
Grave Digger 2.0, baby.
Wait a minute, man. You don't want
He brought out the shovel. He brought out the shovel.
You don't want to go too far with that, do you?
Hey, you projecting it to be. It's been a lot of guys. It was a guy before him, maybe a couple years back. His last name was Gilbert, and he wore 93.
You projecting this cat to be Gilbert Brown Jr.? Because he did the Gravedigger move. Is that what it is?
Not yet, but he a bad man, though.
Yeah, because he did the Gravedigger
move. Ain't nobody better than Kenny Clark, though.
Yeah, but
I'm going to put it out there.
But
from the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
I could see a scenario where Trump squeaks by again. Will people on the left be willing to accept that?
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
Well, my wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Gronk and Septic. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Gronk and Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Gronk and Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper truck smells just like cherry pie.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 98 this afternoon under clear skies, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows around 69. Mainly sunny, tomorrow 97. Mid-90s, Tuesday, much cooler, Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 96.
Remember this song, girl. You remember this? Come on. Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop. Come on. Stop. Drop.
I'm trying to remember his name.
DMX. Who you talking about?
DMX. Yeah. I was gonna remember it probably. By Friday, I would have remembered it, but thanks for bringing it to my attention. Welcome back. Time to the helmet with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Gilbert, we talk a lot about football, and that's really you know, the meat and potatoes of our conversation, but there's a reason that we call it Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, because we can talk about many other issues and many other things, and we both agree that we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the horrible incident that occurred in Leroy Butler's hometown, Jacksonville, Florida, over the weekend, where a wayward young man walked into a Dollar Tree store in with an AR-15 and intentionally killed three black patrons. Your thoughts, man?
Yeah, I was looking at it, man, and they said that he was really targeting HBCU college,
right,
but couldn't get in.
Right.
So he went to the next place, which probably had more folks over there at the time. So I don't know if school's in session or not, but it hits home to me because my son goes to an HBCU, and you can't wrap your head around this, man. I mean, this world we live in, it makes you just try to, I mean, you just can't understand people these days.
Right.
I don't know why they got so much hatred in their heart to go take somebody's life. Politics ain't worth taking somebody's life, man. Just being hateful and all that other stuff is not worth taking somebody's life, man. I don't know.
You know, Gilbert, today, for people who may not know it, it's 60 years after the March on Washington, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and all of those people who marched on the Capitol in some of the greatest words ever spoken in this nation by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King were spoken. And here 60 years later, there's still people who unfortunately are wayward and misled. And you know, Gilbert, you can be wayward and misled, and that's all right. But when you're wayward and misled and you have your hands on a killing stick, that's a whole different story, right?
It is, man. I mean, God, dog. I mean, who wakes up this morning and say, I'm going to go kill black folks? I mean, come on, man. Come on. You know, why? Why? What did this beautiful human being do to you to make you want to hate them?
Well, it's not the individual. The individual just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. This guy had decided ahead of time. You know, we live in a time, Gilbert, where unfortunately that hatred is manifesting itself more. And it's outward now. It used to be a time when that was done in the dark, but now people do it in the light. And, you know, only through the grace of God was it only three. He certainly, with the kind of weapon that he had, he could have killed a lot more. But again, the police arrived at the right time as he was trying to leave. And you know, forced him to barricade himself in the store where he couldn't get out. And so I guess once because initially his plan was to leave the store, and I'm sure once he had killed three, would have killed even more. But the police were there, and they made the difference, all the difference in the world, and forced him to barricade himself inside of that store, and he eventually took his own life. But, you know, Gilbert, you know, you and I talk a lot. I know the size of your heart and how much you love people and are connected to people, and you and I have that in common. And you just can't comprehend, you know, why people can be so hateful. But they do exist, and, you know, we've got to figure out a way in this country to get beyond all of the differences that we have. A human being is a human being, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Earl. Absolutely. I think, and you got to commend those police officers too, man, because they can lose their life come to save somebody they don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about, you know, that all this kind of bad rap and everybody pointing fingers at this, that, and the other. But those people, the ambulance people, the police people, whoever, run to save your life. That's what you got to commend.
You know, Gilbert, and I take my hat off to you. You travel this state, all over the state, in places where sometimes people don't even see a person of color. But you travel all over the state, man. And so what do you see? What do you find?
I find different people, man. I found different walks of life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, sometimes it's political people in the crowd, you know. But that's the beautiful thing about football. They're getting along. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't realize that. You know what I'm saying? You can have a Democrat and a Republican sitting right next to each other cheering their favorite team on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, man. See, they, you know, sports and football, baseball, basketball, for 3 hours or however hours that is that they watching it, they getting along. Ain't that crazy?
You know, man, that's, and really, Gilbert, that's the beauty of sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because for that period of time, everybody is on one accord because mm-hmm. they're supporting their team, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's thinking anything else other than their team. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always said sports does play a major role in the society. And there are people who want to minimize it. But you know, those are people who don't understand, right?
No. They don't get that fever. They don't get that fever.
You hear people say, well, it's only a game. But they don't. They really don't understand.
It's a way. It's a way of life, Earl. I mean, the tragic things that happen in this world. You know, sometimes sports bring everybody back to the normal place, and through all the rough times. You know, well, makes somebody smile.
Well, see, there's no question that in Jacksonville, Florida, it's going to be a tough road back.
Yes.
After the situation.
Yes.
But I guarantee you, when the football season start, during the football games in those times, nobody's going to be thinking about any of that. Right?
Of course, you're going to have a heavy heart, but you need something to keep your mind off of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something to take you away for a couple of hours. Of course, when them couple of hours are over, it's going to come back.
Right.
Especially if that's a loved one. You know what I'm saying? So it never goes away, but it gives you a break from the real life stuff. And like I say, man, I just want people to love each other and not do that crazy stuff, because I just can't imagine these young folks taking young folks' lives.
Well, see, Gilbert, all it takes is one person with a killing stick. And that's why you got to make sure everybody don't have access to a killing stick, right? You can feel whatever way you want to feel about people and about things. But when you have access to a killing stick, you can act on it, right? If you don't have access to that killing stick, man, you can feel whichever way you want to feel. But when you act upon it and you can get easy access to, again, that automatic weapon, that's what the debate and arguments have been about all the time.
Yeah. I mean, hey, man, I've not been with a family that goes out hunting, and I live in Detroit, man. You know, we don't go out and hunt.
Right, same
and do
thing
all
with
that
me.
Crazy stuff,
right.
Man. You know, so I all I know is that you have to be responsible with your weapons, and for the most part, people are. You know, but you got some people that are not. You know, and that's the people we got to find.
Yeah, it's no question, man. And so I thought some prayers go out to the people of Jacksonville, Florida, as well.
Old city.
As my thoughts and prayers go out to people in Detroit and Milwaukee who suffer that same kind of thing every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just have to get beyond hatred. And
absolutely, Earl.
And, you know, it's not an easy thing to do, but we must get beyond that. You know, give us. I want to talk, man, because we haven't done this, about your time when you were with the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Listen, man. You know, the Vikings, they've always been one of my favorite teams.
Yeah,
man. You didn't know that?
First you said it was Detroit. Now you're saying Detroit, it's these bums the up in Minnesota.
The Vikings. Ever since the Purple People Eaters. You don't remember them, right?
Yeah. No, I'm trying not to. Or the friend to talk yeah, whatever his name
talking
was.
To man.
But
Carl Eller, Alan Page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and those
great
guys.
Great human beings, though. They are great human beings.
You got to meet those guys.
Yes, they're good guys. Yeah.
Alan Page became a judge.
Wow.
Yeah. He's been a judge for all those years. But, man, as a young boy, watching the Purple People Eaters, well, man, it was just amazing. So when you when you wound up being drafted by Minnesota, what round?
Third round, 79th pick.
Hey man, that's pretty good. 79th pick.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got drafted at the time. How long did you stay?
I stayed all the way up to the first week of the first game. What happened was a running back got hurt, and they wanted to keep him on the 58-man roster. So they had to make room for another running back until the other guy got healthy because they didn't want to put him on IR. So they chose me to go back to the room and be on the practice squad for a week or two. And 10 minutes into my drive, I was a Green Bay Packer going home.
So listen to this, man. They had a 58-man roster back then.
Yes.
They're so cheap and so in love with money that they cut the roster down to 53 today. Mm-hmm. If ever they needed a 58-man roster, it's now, right?
Yeah, that's some owners, man. They rule the world. they rule the world. I keep telling you. One day you're gonna figure it out.
They rule the football world.
They rule the football world.
Yeah,
not the dude that's what's the commissioner name?
Goodell.
Goodell.
So what it says to me, Gilbert, is those five extra players.
Mm-hmm.
Are going to be towards the end. They're not going to be making a whole lot of money anyway, so they're not exactly saving a whole lot of money.
Making practice squad money.
Yeah, on the roster, right?
But they are available to all 32 teams. Just because, as soon as you put them on the practice squad, they're available to all 32 teams.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. What's your thoughts? We'll be right back.
So to the next time you hear this dog rhyme, try to keep your mind on getting in prime. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared.
more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. They're about to put the live ammunition in the barrels, Gilbert. And I'll tell you something. I watched Aaron Rodgers on Saturday.
You did?
Yeah, and what I noticed was if you put some real pressure on him,
mm-hmm.
One of the attributes that made Aaron Rodgers so great was his ability to run, Gilbert. You mm-hmm. know, as a young guy, he could get out of the way. He could get around in. He could cause havoc because of his legs. But I saw signs of Aaron Rodgers in his last year with the Packers last year when he just couldn't get away. And cats would put some pressure on him, and they'd make him, you know, throw the ball any kind of way he could to just, cause y'all will leave a quarterback alone if he just get rid of that ball, right?
Not necessarily.
But they got laws.
They got new rules yeah. now that we're supposed to leave him alone as soon as he get rid
so
of
that's
ball.
Why you see him sometimes just throw it out of bounds, underhanded, anything. Mm-hmm. To make sure.
Sometimes it become a hot potato. Yep. Get it out your hands, man.
And I saw him, you know, they got after him. And he mm-hmm. couldn't get away. Mm-hmm. And he underhanded it out of bounds, you know. He did that a couple mm-hmm. times. And mm-hmm. all I could think about was, hey, man, he is 39. Mm-hmm. And then you see Love. Because I watched that game, and he's that youth man. Those young legs do make a difference, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Father Time is undefeated, as they say. You know what I'm saying? So, and there's another saying where they say, fatigue make cowards of us all. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
You
but
know.
There's also a say, if you still got that ball, get rid of it, fool, before we hit you with it.
Hey, so one time Rodgers couldn't quite get rid of it fast enough, and mm-hmm. they treated him like a Raggedy Ann doll.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, sometimes, yeah.
And all I could think about was that was his first preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he hadn't been really hit because they've been protecting him.
Yeah.
And they put one of those, they put something on him, right?
Yeah. You can't protect him in the games now. You don't get hit regardless. You know, you don't get hit.
Yeah. And all I thought, man, was okay. So here we are. All the talk about Love and Rodgers. And there's no point in talking about Rodgers anymore in Green Bay, is it?
No. Well, he's gone. He's the next. We done flipped the page to the next chapter, man. And now, game one, when it's really live, that boy gonna get some respect. Number 10 is gonna get some respect. I'm telling you. I've been hyping on this boy and hype. He gonna make mistakes, but he gonna get his respect first game. Mark my words.
You know what I noticed about him is he's got a strong arm, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he throws a beautiful ball. He throws a ball similar to Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. He had a good teacher. All them years he sat down, he watched, he studied, he did his stuff. He did his due diligence, as they say. Now you're about to see it. So all them people, the naysayers that was hitting him before he started throwing his ball at training camp, you're going to see that this kid can play some football. Guaranteed.
Well,
him is just dude.
I mean, they didn't keep him and invest all of that in him. If they didn't see something. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. CJ, yeah, what's going on? Quickly.
Thank you, gentlemen. I said the first time I talked to you both, this guy's going to be incredible, just the way Rodgers watched Favre and learned. Jordan Love watched Aaron Rodgers and learned, and he's going to be amazing. So I can't wait. You heard it from me first, Earl.
Tell him, CJ. Tell him.
Love your show.
All right, CJ, thank you very much for the call. But, Gilbert, it's now time, right?
It's now or never. Put up or shut up.
What do you say? The love train. Riding the love
all
train.
All aboard
the love train. He's here. He's ready. And, you know, we're going to see, man. You know, playing a couple downs is a lot different than playing a whole game, right?
Right,
His body has to get used to being hit over an entire game and over an entire season, man.
It's good that we playing the Chicago Bears because they don't like us.
The Bears?
No, they don't like us and we don't like them. So they're going to try to put some fire on Love. They're going to try to hit him and rattle him and shake him up.
Hey, Earth to Gilbert. They're not going to try to put, they are going to put some on him.
No, they ain't going to. We got some hogs up front. They probably going to tell us to say, man, you ain't touching our quarterback.
Yeah. Well, the Packers do have a great offensive line, man.
I wouldn't say great, but they're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's all about that defense we unleash on them.
It's safe to say they got a great defense, right?
We got a good defense. I ain't going to say great yet. We got a good defense. But
so here's what I understand.
They got a good quarterback on the other side, Justin Fields, that can run all over the place.
You don't want to refer to the Packers' defense as great, but you refer to Ty Detmer as great. I don't understand that.
Because that's past tense.
I'm just trying to follow the train of thought.
They got to get a few games in before you can call anybody great to see what they got.
I know, but you called Ty Detmer great.
Because it was past tense. He played.
Oh, okay.
He was a starting quarterback.
Okay.
We call great quarterbacks. You know what? Ty Detmer going to come up there and slap tape out there, man, because you killing him on the radio. Get him, Ty. Just get him, man.
Hey man, we got to run, man.
I ain't going to even save you either.
We got to run, man. So as we prepare for opening day, man, I can't wait to that Monday after opening day, man. We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're going to beat them Bears.
Under the helmet with the grave digger. As always, good talking to you, man.
Good talking to you,
Have another great
good
week.
Good job, Calvin.
Hey, we'll talk soon.
Good All job. Right. Tell Sam go say break. What's up, man.
All right. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back with Under the Helmet. Oh, we'll be right back with Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for.
WFHR Wisconsin United Rapids, Way. 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of